The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Burkhardt immediately takes it baseline to the hoop, and it comes up no good. Rebound brought down by Fosick, and St. Paul quickly gets it down low. Jonak shot no good. Sestock rebound back up and in for Kerry Sestock.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Wood River as the Eagles welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
On the fast break, they can't get the transition bucket, so they kick it out. Renew now puts his head down, drives, scoop shot, good. Matt thought about the three, saw some room to roam, and took it to the hoop.
Week 2 of the season is underway. Tonight will provide a solid early season test in the conference for both squads. It's the Wildcats and Eagles coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wood River High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Wood River High School. It is time for game 2 of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader between the Eagles and the St. Paul Wildcats. With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our girls' game today saw St. Paul pull away in the second half for a 51-30 victory over Wood River. They are now 4-0 on the season. Maddie Fosick led the way with 18 points and 7 rebounds, 11 points for Sam Jarabic. Kylie Sestock, 8 points, 9 rebounds. Leading the way for Wood River was Emily Loy tonight with 14 points and 5 rebounds. Well, Wood River's gotten off to a 2-1 start, and they've already seen two state-rated teams coming in to the season. They played in that early season Central Catholic tournament, so 3 games in 3 days. They handled Centura easily and then battled 4th-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic to the wire, losing by 6, 54-48, coming back the next day and beating 9th-ranked Kearney Catholic 56-41. And they've still got some tough games ahead with Adams Central, Blue Hill on the road, and then Sutton back here at home on the 20th. So they're going to know a lot more about themselves by the time they head in to the Central City Holiday Tournament. For St. Paul, they've had a chance to win both of their games. They took care of Gibbon on opening night by 10, but then Donovan Trumbull came back and beat him in Donovan 46-40 on Saturday. And they'll see some very defensive teams in St. Cecilia and Arcadia Loup City in their next two contests. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, with the visiting St. Paul Wildcats, number 12 is a 5'11 senior, Spencer Robinson. Number 21 is a 6'3" senior, Wyatt Stoltenberg. Number 23, 5'11 senior, Riley Schulte. Number 32, 6' senior, Dylan Woodgate. And number 35, 6'3 senior, Landon Vogel. The head coach of the Wildcats is Derek Reinch, assisted by Craig Hall and Alex Egger. Of course, Alex is a Wood River alum. St. Paul is 1-1 on the season. Now for the Wood River Eagles, number 2 is a 6'1" junior, Nate Baugh. Number 3, 6' senior, Jaime Rojas. Number 22, 6' senior, Chris Loy. Number 24, 6'3 senior, Matt Renault. And number 31, 6'1 senior, Dan Bossert. So as you can see, a lot of upperclassmen, all juniors and seniors on the varsity roster for head coach Dave Baugh. No freshmen or sophomores. Assistant coaches are Barry Carlson and Darren Parlin. Wood River is 2-1 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back to get you ready for tip-off right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Don't forget, we've also got girls basketball currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Kearney Catholic is hosting Adams Central. Awards night being handed out in Florida. Congratulations to Iowa offensive tackle Brandon Scherf. He is the winner of the 69th Outland Trophy. So congratulations there. Also, the Walter Camp All-American team announced today. Amir Abdullah named a second-team Walter Camp All-American. He was also a second-team All-American by Scout.com. Also today, DeMorne Pearson L. named to the 247sports.com True Freshman All-American team as a punt returner. Both were named second-team All-Americans earlier today by CBS Sports and USA Today. So a lot of those awards being handed out. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Wood River and St. Paul boys basketball action coming your way next on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
St. Paul will be traveling from left to right in their dark navy blue uniforms with the gold trim, the home white, and purple trim for Wood River as they move from right to left. Our Seeds to Success are brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seeds professional. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Pioneer.com and on your mobile device, Pioneer.com. St. Paul's got to keep up with Wood River speed, folks. That is the key. And your Seeds to Success tonight. They have got to keep up with Wood River's speed. Both teams are starting seniors. All five starters for St. Paul's seniors, four seniors, and the junior point guard of the coach, Nate Baugh. So you have got a lot of experience out there on the floor. The opening tip will go to Wood River. It actually went out of bounds, so they'll get it in. Fire a three from the left-hand corner. Renault, it's no good. With the backside rebound brought down by Dan Bossard, and Wood River will get a second opportunity. Starting against the zone defense here. In fact, it looks like a 3-2 zone, if I read that right, showing you that St. Paul knows they've got to defend the three-point line from Wood River. They'll cast him up. Rojas, very good three-point shooter. So's Baugh. He'll take the inbound, top of the key three, and nothing but net. Nate Baugh casts it up, and Wood River has our first points of the basketball game, 3-0, and now they will put the pressure on. The ball off of a foot, and it's lost by St. Paul. It actually hit the foot of Loy and then bounced off of Robinson out of bounds. First turnover of the ball game. Wood River underneath their own hoop. Give it off to Loy. Drives left baseline into traffic. Has his shot blocked out of there by Wyatt Stoltenberg. They want to run to the other end. Two on two. The left-handed layup is no good for Schulte. And then we've got a pushing foul on the rebound against Wood River. Going to be called on Chris Loy. That's our first foul of the game, and St. Paul will get it underneath their own hoop. Schulte will dump it into the right-hand corner to Landon Vogel. Vogel, a big boy, 6'3 senior, hands it back to Schulte, and his three off the screen is good. So the teams exchange threes to start the ball game, and we're all knotted up here in the first minute. Nate Baugh sizing it up from 22 feet, decides not to take it, playing catch with Rojas, back for another three. This time Bossert misses it. Long threes mean long rebounds, and the rebound by Bossert. He'll drive in, have his shot blocked by Spencer Robinson, and now a whistle, and it looks like we've got a jump ball called. The arrow pointing the way of St. Paul. As everybody gets situated here, full court pressure again being put on by Wood River. St. Paul's got to stay out of that trap as they dump it in to Robinson. Outlet pass, they'll break the press, 2-on-1. Woodgate gives it off, the layup is no good. Getting the offensive rebound was Vogel, but was he over the back? No, it is his rebound. And he'll be fouled. Checking in for Wood River will be Tanner Gideon, 6 foot junior. And Gideon coming in, checking out, will be Loy. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop, stacking the right side of the lane. Schulte looking, dumps it into the right-hand corner to Stoltenberg. Back out to Schulte, into the corner, Woodgate. He'll try the three, and it is out of, oh, no, I guess not. It was looked like it hit the wire, but apparently not. Missed. Nate Paul, fast break the other way, kick it on the right wing. They'll get it to Gideon. Gideon nowhere to go to Bossert. Spread the floor here against the 3-2 zone of St. Paul. Schulte and Stoltenberg are at the bottom of that. Top middle is Robinson with Woodgate and Vogel trying to do some work. Inside they go. Short jumper is going to be no good for Matt Reno. The post player has it tipped out to Vogel. Vogel trying to go coast to coast, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Wood River. This will go on Jaime Rojas trying to tip it away. His first and the team's second. 2 minutes into the game, 3-3 on a pair of three-point buckets. Schulte to throw it in. Gets it to Woodgate. Gets by his man. Rojas pulls up from 11 and hits it. Dylan Woodgate knocks down the jumper, and St. Paul now leads 5-3. As they drop back on defense, they know that they can't match up, at least no need to early on, pressing Wood River. Skip pass over to Gideon outside the arc to Rojas. High post, Bossert, turnaround jumper, 13-footer good. Dan Bossert ties the game at 5. 5:40 to go here in the opening stanza. St. Paul being patient to break the press, throwing over the top to Robinson, dribbles through the double team, gives it back off to Schulte. Riley attacks the lane, lays it up, no good, battles for his own rebound, and sticks it up and in. Second bucket for Schulte, and the lead back up for a two-pointer here for St. Paul. Ball back on the left wing, get it to Bossert in the left-hand corner. Over to Gideon, off the screen. Rojas gets a look at a three. That's all we're shooting right now. It's no good. A little pushing and shoving underneath. Rebound brought down by Schulte. Outlet pass to the other end. Woodgate put it up too strong. The ball goes out of bounds off Gideon. So St. Paul able to keep up with the pace of Wood River here in the early going. They lead it 7-5, and we're only 3 minutes in. High school hoops on Classic Hits, and as always, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Off the inbound, they'll rotate it around to Schulte, left corner, step back three. It is no good, and we've got a foul and a rebound. Going to be called on St. Paul. Spencer Robinson with the first foul on the Cats. So here in the early going, Wood River is 1 of 4 from three-point land, and St. Paul is 1 of 3. Rojas trots the ball up into the front court. Trying to get something going here in the half court. They'll get it to Reno in the left-hand corner. Spreading the floor, they're not right around the arc. They're about 5 feet behind it. Rojas, right wing into the corner to Bossert. Trying to post up down low. The ball deflected and kicked out of bounds by Stoltenberg. Checking in for St. Paul, Grant Jarabic, another senior, 5 foot senior. 5'10 senior, excuse me. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop from the baseline. Bossert, he'll kick it out on the wing to Ba. Right back to Bossert, late getting to him. And then the three-pointer is going to be blocked by Stoltenberg, put back up and in. Getting the put back there was number 3, Rojas. That was shielded, and now a steal is made. St. Paul turns it over for the second time. Bossert kicks it up top for a three-pointer. Rojas, that's off the mark. No good. Rebound, Bossert, back up and in. Two offensive putbacks in the last two possessions here for Wood River, and they take the lead back 9-7, 4 minutes to go in the first. Schulte across the timeline to Vogel. Swings it over to Woodgate. He loses his dribble, wraparound pass, got it to Stoltenberg on the block, tried to kick it back out. Not only did he turn it over, but now a foul. Foul is on Wyatt Stoltenberg, his first, team's second, coming off the third turnover here in the first quarter. And Nate Ball will dribble it across again. Neither team has really changed up much of what they've done. It's pretty basic. A lot of threes here for Wood River. Haven't hit many, but they're getting some offensive putbacks. Moving the ball, Reno. Reno lowers the shoulder down the lane. Scoop shot, hits the rim, no good. Ball is tipped out to Schulte. Riley wants to run, and there's Rojas. He's got to quit reaching. That's his second foul. When you're in the open court like that, they're going to ding you every time. That's the second on Jaime and the third team foul. He's going to come out, and Damian Martinez will check in for St. Paul. Austin Helzer, another senior. And then Robinson will re-enter. Also in there, Schulte, Vogel, and Jarabic for St. Paul. They've got the ball trailing 9-7 on the road here at Wood River with 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. Jarabic, right side of the key, takes a couple of dribbles. Bounce pass between Ba's legs to Vogel. The left-handed turnaround jumper is good. And Landon has his first bucket, 9-9. Damian Martinez running the point now that Rojas is on the bench. Over to Ba, into the corner to Renault. Playing catch on the right wing, being very patient here. Setting those screens for the corner, driving in Gideon. Rolls all the way off the heel, no good. Offensive rebound, though. Bossert's got his fourth board. Nate Ba, long three from the top of the key, no good. And grabbing it for the Cats will be Helzer. 9-9. 2:45 to go here, first quarter. Schulte crossover takes Bossert and then kicks it out in the corner, a three-pointer. Jarabic, it is no good. Long rebound grabbed on the run by Martinez. It's two on two. He didn't like the odds. He's out on the left wing. Hits the trailer, Gideon. Right back to Martinez. Now another three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound hauled down by Schulte. He's got four. And Wood River doesn't take long to pull the trigger, do they? They have already fired seven threes in this first quarter. Vogel trying to take Renault to the hoop. Pulls up from 12. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Dan Bossert. He already has five of the quarter. It's a real street ball game right now. Not a lot of offensive sets as the ball is tipped out of bounds by Helzer. And a host of subs ready to come in, including Andrew Denman, another senior for Wood River. St. Paul's going to bring about three of their starters back. They'll also bring Tyler Howard in. You have gone out there for Wood River. Now with Denman, Ba, Renault, Gideon, and Martinez. They have the ball in a 9-9 game. St. Paul extends that 3-2 zone. Martinez dribbles around it, pulls up from 8. No good, and there is a lot of shoving on the backside, and I think they're going to ding Denman, who just came in. They're trying to clear some space. No, they're going to ding Tanner Gideon for trying to clear space. That'll be his first. And the fifth team foul on Wood River. So we're stagnant at 9. We've definitely had a lot of shots thrown up there, but not enough of them are going in for St. Paul. Vogel, Woodgate, Stoltenberg, along with Howard and Robinson on the floor. Down to Vogel on the block, left side. Turnaround jumper over Renault is up and in. Landed with his second bucket. St. Paul regains the lead, 11-9. Minute 30 to go in the first. Martinez, top of the circle, swings it over to Ba, 25 feet away on the right side of the key. Looks at the corner and reverses it back to the left-hand corner. Gideon, one dribble again, back up top, Ba. Not really dribble driving yet. Right out on him now is Robinson. Gives it off to Martinez. Right-hand corner, Renault off the screen. Here's the right key. Back up top, they'll go to Ba. St. Paul doing a good job of switching. Hard to fight off screens when you're in a zone. Ball got away, but Ba runs it down. Back to Renault. He's behind the line, so he'll shoot it and hit it. Matt with, his first bucket of the ball game. 12-11, Wood River. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Robinson walks it up. Cats over on the right wing to Howard. Howard the long way out, left dribble goes back over. Three-point fake by Stoltenberg, brings it inside the paint, pulls up from 10 and hit it. Wyatt Stoltenberg's first bucket. 13-12 St. Paul, 35 seconds to go. Coach Ba says he wants to play for one. Puts up the one, says let's wheel it out. So they'll have about 30 seconds to kill. Well, Ba's going to take a long three and got it. Nate Ba, they set a double screen. They expected him to drive, and then he just pulled up and hammered it. 15-13. St. Paul still has plenty of time now. Top of the key with 10. Robinson drives. Left-hand pass gives it off to Stoltenberg. Over to Howard. Brings it into the paint. Kicks it back out. Woodgate. Woodgate's three is good. That's the second bucket for Dylan Woodgate. Wood River from three-quarter court throws it to the wall, and that's the end of one. It's the St. Paul Wildcats, 16. The Wood River Eagles, 15. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
First quarter is in the books here at Wood River, and St. Paul has taken a 16-15 lead. Three turnovers for the Cats, zero for Wood River in that first quarter. Turnovers, pretty good there. Rebounds, seven for Wood River and for St. Paul. Three-point shooting, 3 of 9 for St. Paul, 2 of 5, or 3 of 9 for Wood River, 2 of 5 for St. Paul. And Wood River will get the ball to start the second quarter, get it inside the big fella, Renault. He'll take the left-hand dribble, lay it up, and it rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Stoltenberg, his first. Schulte and Woodgate with 5 for St. Paul, 4 for Vogel. Now Woodgate for 3. Was it blocked? It was way off the mark, and it's going to be grabbed by Tanner Gideon. 2 threes for Baugh, leads the way for Wood River with 6, and now a travel, the first turnover of the game on the Eagles. 5 boards in that first quarter for Dan Bossert. Neither team has attempted a free throw, and that's probably because nobody's been fouled on a three-point shot. Nobody's really attacked the rim that hasn't been in transition. Into the front court, Robinson, ball between the circles. Off the screen, Schulte, left side of the key. Reach in, Bossert. Schulte tries to make a move, and a hip check going to be called here on Bossert. He stuck with it and got whistled for it. Bossert with his first foul. The 6th team foul on Wood River, only 2 so far on St. Paul. And the Cats will take it out on the far side in front of the Wood River fans. Just toss it in safely between the circles to Robinson. Look for that subtle, quick cut off of the screen. They give it to Robinson, to Stoltenberg, back up top to Woodgate. Swings it over to Schulte on Bossert, takes it in, draws the double team, kicks it out to Woodgate. Three-pointer that time is short. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down, a fight for it, needs to get out of the lane. We're going to get a kick. That's going to bail out St. Paul. Spencer Robinson's going, where are my teammates? Couldn't get out of that maze of purple and white. And St. Paul catches a break on the kickball, and they'll take it out, box the lane here, Schulte. Looks right, goes back door left. Renault reached in, and it's last touched by Vogel. Turnover, Cats. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats of the boys' game. We'll recap the girls' game. St. Paul won at 51-30. We'll catch up with head coach Brent Dinslage and give you some updates what else is going on around the area. Renault, ball goes through his hands at the top of the circle. There's a scramble for it, and St. Paul comes out of there with it with Robinson. Doesn't have the numbers. Kicks it into the right-hand corner to Vogel. Vogel attacks the baseline around the defender and scoops it up and scores. Baugh was going to take the charge. That would have really hurt. Vogel scores and a timeout called by Wood River. St. Paul playing with a lot of emotion right now. And we've got a timeout on the floor brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 6:26 to go here in the first half of play. It is St. Paul 18, Wood River 15.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
A couple of girls' scores tonight besides the one we have. Holdridge beat Lexington 41-23. Wilcox Hildreth over Shelton tonight 53-24. Here out of the Wood River timeout, they'll drive. Gideon goes backside. Oh, Martinez was open and coming over to help and block the shot out of there was Stoltenberg, his third. It goes all the way into the backcourt, and Baugh will run it down. Vogel on him, decides to get into the front court. Renault Back to the trailer ball, over to Bossert. Ball fake, walk. Wood River had zero turnovers in the first quarter. They've got three in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. And substitutions coming in. Rojas back in there with the two fouls. Chris Loy is back in there. They'll take Gideon and Renault out. That'll get them a little smaller out there for the Eagles. St. Paul ball in a three-point lead. Trying to post up Vogel. He really wants it, but they kick it out to Woodgate. Still Vogel trying to post up down low on Loy. They get it to him. Spin, left-hander off the glass, won't go. Rojas sneaks in there and grabs the board. Jaime brings it up on the right wing. St. Paul back on defense. Over to Martinez. Tries to attack the base on the left side. Cut off, gets it into Loy. He's double-teamed out to Bossert. Open three. It's too strong. It comes off real strong. And last touch by Wood River out of bounds. So St. Paul surviving the first quarter. Able to knock down a couple of threes so that the momentum didn't get squarely in the Wood River camp. And now they lead it by three, 18-15. They clear the lane. Schulte wants to take Bossert, backs him down, kicks it out Woodgate. Back to Schulte, right baseline, runs over the defender, wave off the bucket, charge. And that was Loy to take the charge. Good double down by the Eagles. Schulte called for his first foul, team's third. And again, Rosno and company are our officials here tonight. Longtime state tournament Central Nebraska officials. As they get it into Martinez. Oh, good ball fake. And then when he dropped through the double team, he went too far, kicked it in the corner to Baugh, and he hit the three, so it all worked out. Martinez faked everybody out, and then he ended up behind the backboard. Schulte into the front court. Out top, Vogel. Vogel guarded by Loy. Not afraid to put the ball on the ground, then dishes it to Schulte. He knifes through the center of the lane, short-armed it off the front of the iron. We've got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of St. Paul. Schulte able to grab his fifth rebound. 4:41 to go. First half, 18-all. Boys game. Things have slowed down here in this quarter. 2 points for St. Paul and a three-pointer for Wood River. Of course, it was 3-3 forever in that first quarter before the last 2 minutes kind of exploded. Off the dribble penetration, Stoltenberg throws up a wild scoop shot. It's no good. Grab no rim. Rebound brought down by Baugh into the front court. Bossert back to Nate. He's in the center circle. He checks with dad slash coach for the play. Of course, his sister played all 4 years here and now has graduated and move on in Kelsey. Back up top, they'll go to Martinez. Rotated around Rojas. A step back three. That's going to come up short. 4 of 12 now. Rojas tries to save it, but when he throws it in, Vogel grabs it. His third rebound. And St. Paul will truck it up the floor again. And a reach-in foul. Rojas is third at midcourt. And he's not going to get any sympathy from Coach Baugh. All three fouls on Rojas have been at midcourt. And he is going to get dinged again. And he is one of the better players, shooters, scores on this team. And that's going to be probably it for the rest of the half. And we've got 4:02 to go. Plus, it puts St. Paul in the bonus. And Spencer Robinson goes to the line to shoot the game's first free throw. And is off the mark. Did it hit the rim? The officials are going to say that it did not hit the rim. And so it will go to Wood River. How unusual is that to be fouled 6 times and none of them were on the shot? That's what Wood River's been doing, over the back, reaching in. And Rojas out. So St. Paul now has Loy, along with Martinez, Bossert, Baugh, and Gideon on the floor. Still 18-all. We've kind of struck out here so far in the second quarter. Each team with one bucket. A three by Baugh for Wood River, and Vogel with a deuce on a nice baseline move. Martinez overload on the right side. Back against the grain, gets it to Baugh. The whole St. Paul sideline making sure they know where he's at. They fire it inside Loy, and he's fouled on the way up. Looks like Vogel will be called for his first personal foul, fourth team foul, and now the first free throws coming up for Wood River. Chris Loy looking for his first points. The other four starters have scored. He tries to join the fray and will. As Loy knocks it down, 19-18. Schulte back into the ball game for St. Paul. Don't forget NFL Thursday Night Football going on. 8.5 to go in the second quarter. Arizona 6, St. Louis 3. That game will be joined right after the Kearney Catholic Adams Central girls game. which is approaching halftime on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 20-18 now Wood River. St. Paul gets it into the paint. Grant Jarabic will put the 8-footer up, and it dances in. First bucket for Jarabic. Tied again, 20-20. Back and forth we go. The biggest lead by either team has been 3 points off a couple of picks. Backside Martinez, he passes up the 15-footer. Now drives and dishes to Bossert. Has it knocked off his leg, gets it back, switches hands, missed it. Tip try, missed it. It's deflected out into the hands of Gideon. He'll try a 9-footer off the square and score. Nice job by Gideon. We've seen the boys and even the girls earlier tonight know how to utilize the glass. You don't. As Schulte drives into the trouble, and he turns it over. Fifth turnover for St. Paul. Thought that he'd be able to find a teammate, got in the air, and nobody there. Now Gideon, a pull-up three. It skips out, no good. Off the quick shot, another offensive rebound. Martinez, now he's trapped, needs some help. Ball's loose, timeout. St. Paul as they stole it. Nice hustle there by the Wildcats. And a little slow to get off the floor is Vogel. And he'll be okay. I don't know. He might have knocked his noggin there a little bit. 30-second timeout called here by St. Paul. It's their first, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's 22-20 Wood River here on Classic Hits.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. As we get back to St. Paul basketball, Schulte pull-up jumper comes up short and all kinds of pushing and shoving for the rebound, and Vogel is going to get dinged. Him and Loy have now been hooked up a couple of times. Or will they change it and call it on Helzer? It looks like Helzer maybe is going to get the ding here. They still have not posted it. I think they're a little confused about who the foul was on as well. As Wood River will bring the ball up the floor. Kick it into the corner. Into the hands of Renault. Well, we'll say it's on Helzer, and we'll put a question mark by it. Ba, left-hand corner, got free for the three, and that time no good. Vogel the rebound, and undercutting him is Chris Loy. That'll be his second personal foul. And Vogel will trot to the other end and shoot a one-and-one. 2:10 to go in the first half. 22-20 Wood River in a back-and-forth first two quarters. Bossert in, Loy out, because that is the third on Chris. I had missed one earlier, so that's the third on Loy. Now Vogel with his first free throw attempt. Hearing some noise from the student section at Wood River. It's too strong, no good. And then Vogel commits a foul as the rebound comes out to Gideon. Well, I missed it again. It looks like Vogel has the one with the body, but somebody keeps reaching in, and this time it is Miles Griffith who just checked in, and he makes an immediate impact with the foul being called. Sixth team foul, so Wood River will get the ball in the front court with 2 minutes to go in the half. Renault in the deep corner. Staying in that zone. Bounce pass gets away into the hands of Wyatt Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg doesn't have the number, so he'll slow it up, and now each team with 5 turnovers in the first half. Schulte wanting to take Gideon off the dribble. Dumps it into Vogel. In on Renault. He is going to be jump balled up. A block shot. The arrow points the way of Wood River. Nice job underneath by Matt Renault to force the turnover on the jump ball. But again, we haven't had a whole lot of scoring. We'll see if these two teams end in a flourish like they did in the first quarter. It was 16-15 after one. Now it's 22-20. Wood River is 1 of 5 from three-point land in the quarter. 4 of 14 in the game. Right elbow, Bob, back cut, Gideon, scared to shoot. He dished it off for the layup, Dan Bossert. I say scared to shoot because I think he was afraid he was going to get it blocked into the sixth row. 24-20 now. Wood River with the biggest lead of the game by either team. 4 points. St. Paul ball between the circles here. Robinson, left-hand dribble, takes the drive and kicks it back out top. Schulte now, he starts to drive, reaching in Renault, can't get it, back out for a three-pointer. Here's Robinson, it comes up short, no good. They follow the shot, Schulte grabs his sixth board. brings it out, now starts to drive, jump pass over the right wing to Stoltenberg, and a travel going to be called on St. Paul. Woodgate back in for Miles Griffith. 54 seconds to go. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up, so stay with us. We'll talk with St. Paul girls coach Brent Dinslaggy about the win tonight and their 4-0 start. Walking across the timeline is Baugh. Skip pass left wing. Martinez for three. In and out. No good. Nobody blocks out Bossert, but the shot is blocked by Stoltenberg. And then a fight for it underneath, and it looks like we're going to have a foul. Boy, Bossert and Stoltenberg have been all over the glass. That's the seventh board by Bossert. Stoltenberg, four blocks. But a foul ends up being called on Wyatt as he tried to block it for a second time. And at the line, Matt Renault, just 1 3-pointer so far. And the first of two is short, no good. 24-20, Wood River. Looking for point 25 right here. It's on the way and too strong. And then a pushing foul called on Wood River and probably on Renault. St. Paul had him boxed out, and Spencer Robinson ended up on the ground. And for Renault, that is his first. And we walk to the other end to shoot the 1-1. Robinson missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier in the quarter. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Too strong. Renault gets the rebound. Outlet pass Baugh. Numbers aren't there. He'll slow it up and kick it back out. Martinez. Will they play for one? 25 seconds to go. Gideon deep in the left-hand corner. Bossert. Couldn't find any real estate behind him. Now Baugh for the three. It's too strong, but the backside rebound run down by Martinez. 14 seconds. Try to get it underneath the ball. Kicked. And Wood River will throw it in from the baseline. 12 seconds to go before halftime. Wood River trying to add to their four-point lead. They throw it off the back of the defender, and Bossert will score. The schoolyard play, 26-20. Bringing it up with time is Robinson. 5 seconds. He's bumped. He loses it. They won't even get a shot away as it's, well, they might. Deflected into the stands, and there's a half second remaining. So it'll be a catch and shoot here for St. Paul. Won't have time to do anything but catch it and shoot it. Let's see what they do. Looking into the backcourt from half court, Woodgate, and it's off the iron, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Wood River ends it on a little offensive flurry as they score the final 6 points and have the biggest lead of the game by either team going into the halftime locker room. It is Wood River 26, St. Paul 20. The Cats held to just 4 second quarter points. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, girls recap. We'll talk with Coach Brent Dinslaggy of St. Paul. So stay with us here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, St. Paul.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to Wood River. A big thank you to Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the entire crew here for their hospitality as always, as it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, saying your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, Wood River 26 and St. Paul 20. And as this time of the year, how many dance teams dance to All I Want for Christmas is You, and they're doing it here at Wood River. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Halftime, over at Kearney Catholic. It is the Kearney Catholic girls leading Adams Central in a battle here, 34-26 at the half on ESPN 1460, 1550. And again, we know that the Adams Central Patriots are a much improved team. They showed that in volleyball, and they've already shown it here in the first week of the girls' basketball season, battling the second-ranked team in Class C1 from Kearney Catholic. The Stars will be back in action tomorrow night, taking on Ord. We've got plenty of action for you on our network of stations. Here on Classic Hits tomorrow, it'll be Elwood at Pleasanton. And on Saturday afternoon, a unique wrestling duel as Class D number 1 takes on Class C number 2 O'Neill at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 4 o'clock. And then Nebraska will take on Wisconsin. We'll have the high school duel for you right here. We follow Kearney High basketball the next two nights on ESPN. Kearney High at Lincoln High tomorrow at 5:45. Kearney High will host Millard South Saturday at 5:15. And then we're back to Lou Platt basketball next Tuesday when Kearney Catholic travels to Ravenna. 26-20, your halftime score. We'll talk with St. Paul coach Brent Dinslage when we come back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And we're back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, where earlier tonight the St. Paul girls pulled away the second half for a 51-30 win over Wood River to remain perfect at 4-0. 18.7 rebounds for Maddie Fosick, 11 points for Sam Jarabic, Kylie Sestak, 8 points, 9 rebounds. Emily Loy led Wood River with 14, and Coach Brent Dinslage joins us right here. Coach, congratulations on the start to the season.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is this familiar territory and you're worried, or you're just glad to be 4-0 again?
We're very happy to be 4-0 right now. You know, we've seen probably some teams that are very even to us. Maybe we feel we're a little bit better. The tough part of our schedule is definitely coming up here in the near future. So we're going to take them right now and then keep working to get better.
We talked about in the pregame that one of the keys to the game tonight would be most likely Wood River trying to handle some pressure, but more than likely they were going to have to stick around in the boards. And they out-rebounded you in the first quarter, but after that you just kind of wiped them out the rest of the way. What changed for you from the second quarter on?
Well, you know, they did a very good job boxing out. You know, we kind of talked about that in our first time out, is that we've got to work hard underneath if we're going to, you know, rebound. They did a very good job, and, you know, the girls just kind of took it upon themselves that, you know, we have a rule in practice that for each time someone is caught not boxing out, we run a sprint the next day in practice. So they always have that in the back of their mind. So I kind of had to give them a little bit of a warning that, hey, we're getting up there. We need to pick it up a little bit.
It looked like Wood River wanted to go ahead and pack it in and try and take it away, your inside game. And it worked, but when the girls start knocking down some early jumpers, hitting a few three-pointers early on, then they really didn't seem to know what to do. We come out, we stay in. They stayed in, and your girls hit some shots tonight.
We've been pretty fortunate to shoot pretty well this season. I hope I'm not jinxing myself by saying that, but we are. We got two pretty decent post players inside. You know, when we're hitting outside, that stretches the defense out, and, you know, the Sestak twins inside have been doing a pretty good job this year. So teams have to respect that, and if we can continue to shoot hot, we're pretty tough.
Brent, you're starting all seniors, a lot of seniors on these boys and girls teams. That obviously, when you're going through summer and they've had a great volleyball season, you know there's some leaders out there. They kind of know what to do. You don't have to explain it to them too much. That's got to be a big help. How will that help you when you get into these tougher games towards the holidays?
It's going to help us a ton. You know, they've been through it for 4 years now. A couple of them have been starting since they were freshmen. The other three have been playing a lot since they were sophomores for sure. And, you know, they've done a great job of setting a good example for the younger ones. They've been very positive this year, and they just need to continue that, and that'll help get us through that tough stretch that we have coming up.
If I have to ask you what you have to work on, obviously free throws is one of the things you got to work on.
Yes, it is.
But you play a lot of girls. There's depth out there. You're not afraid to run in the first nine, maybe ten. What do you still need to work on besides the free throw shooting?
We need to deal with press a little bit better. You know, that still kind of gives us some fits at times, depending on the press. You know, we do a pretty decent job against, you know, a little bit lighter presses, you know, that they're just trying to slow us down. But we got to work on our ball handling. You know, we do ball handling drills every day in practice. And some of our girls that come in off the bench, you know, they get a little nervous when there's pressure on them. But, you know, we're going to keep at it. And we'll, like you said, work on the free throws and hopefully just, you know, work on making better passes, stuff like that. But it'll come.
They'll definitely have to. They'll get tested on the pressure Tuesday when you host St. Cecilia.
Yes, they will. St. Cecilia is a very tough team. They're very fast. Last year when we went down there, they got up on us 20-2 in the first quarter, and it was all just transition layups. So we're going to have to do a very good job of getting back. I feel we're in better shape at this point of the year, so that should help a little bit. But they're tough. I mean, we're going to have to bring our A game, that's for sure.
All right, Brent, hey, congratulations. We'll see you after the holidays. Good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
That's Brent Dinslage, head girls basketball coach at St. Paul. They win it tonight by a score of 51-30. Over Wood River. Let's take a look at the first half stats now of our boys game, and we will start with the St. Paul Wildcats. Grant Jaramick has 2 points. You've got one rebound for Austin Helzer and Spencer Robinson. He also has a blocked shot. Wyatt Stoltenberg, 2 points, a rebound, and 4 blocks. Riley Schulte, 5 points, 6 rebounds. Dylan Woodgate, 5 points, and Landon Vogel has 6 points and 4 rebounds. At the half, for St. Paul, 20 points, 13 rebounds. They're 0 of 3 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from three-point land, 5 blocks, and 7 turnovers. For Wood River, Nate Baugh has hit 3 threes for his 9 points. Jaime Rojas has 2 points and a rebound. Baugh also has 2 rebounds. Damian Martinez has 3 rebounds. Tanner Gideon, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Chris Lloyd, 2 points. Matt Renault, a three-point bucket, a rebound, and a block. And Dan Bossert, 8 points and 7 rebounds. At the half for Wood River, they have 26 points, 17 rebounds. They are 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 4 out of 15 from three-point land, 1 block, and 5 turnovers. Foul situation, Rojas and Loy each have 3 for Wood River. Stoltenberg has 2 for St. Paul. 26-20, Wood River with the lead. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm home or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda as the second half gets underway here at Wood River. And in the NFL game, still 6-3 Arizona leading St. Louis, under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Dylan Woodgate fires a 3 to start the second half. It's no good. Rebound by Bob. Baseball pass to the other end. About took out the poor guy in the crutches, and out of bounds it goes. He thought it was safe, then all of a sudden there's a missed 3 and a sprint to the other end, and he's got his knee brace on and his crutches, and he about got wiped out. That'd be a tough way to lose them both. But he avoided it, showing some dexterity there on the crutches. As Woodgate tries to get it into Vogel, punched away. Ooh, Vogel better be careful. There's some elbows being thrown. Down to the corner, Woodgate. His three-pointer no good, but it falls right into the hands of Robinson, who'll be fouled on the way back up. When you have an air ball or you just hit the glass or a line drive off the iron, you're going to get a weird rebound opportunity on the offensive side, and both teams have taken advantage of that. Nate Baugh will be called for his first foul of the game, and Spencer Robinson to the line to shoot 2. He's 0 of 2, and now he's 1 of 3. So the first point of the second half belongs to St. Paul. 26-21, they trail by 5. Second free throw. They trail by four as Robinson concentrates and knocks them both down. 26-22 Eagles here on Classic Hits. Bossert, original five out there for both teams, except Gideon is in place of Loy. Gideon takes the shot, no good, and the rebound brought down by Spencer Robinson, and I'll have to correct myself again. Loy is in, Rojas is out. On the right wing with it is Stoltenberg. Down to the block, Vogel, right hand, up and in. He has some power, and he's got a great big frame down there that nobody can really match up with. And at the other end, a reach-in foul going to be called on Wood River, trying to keep him from driving. Dylan Woodgate with his first personal foul of the game. 26-24. Wood River now leads by two. Their inbounds pass all the way up top. They give it to Baugh. Baugh will hold it, and everybody gets set up here. Over to Gideon on the left wing. High post, Loy calling for the ball. Can't get it to him. Bossert now between the circles. Over to Ball on the right wing. Made a couple of dribbles to the left side. Back into the corner to Renault. They sag on him. They'll give him the three if he wants it. He hit one in the first quarter. His only points of the game. Good defense here in the zone. They get it down to Loy. Backs it on Vogel. Kicks it back out to Ball. Good job. They get a hand in his face. Great defensive possession here. And will Wood River be able to stay patient? Of course, the longer you have it, the more chance there is of turning it over. They need to do something here soon. This is almost a one-minute possession. Baugh over to Gideon. Gideon, a couple of dribbles. And almost stolen away. Picked up there by Bossert. Over on the left wing to Baugh. Starts to drive left, crossover back out on the wing. Bossert's open on the backside, but they don't get it to him. Inside Renault. Renault got a man in the air. Now dishes it off the last second to Loy. Up and under. He hit the bottom of the rim. Got it back. And then a reach-in foul. Boy, that took forever. And the foul's going to be called on Schulte. Second on Riley. And it's still Wood River basketball. So Bossert to throw it again. Again, he takes it off the back of the defender. And then he loses the ball on the way up out of bounds off St. Paul. And Wyatt Stoltenberg says, hey, good play. Don't do it again. They scored on that earlier. Not this time, but it's still Wood River ball. This time they dump it into the corner. Loy starts to drive, lost the handle. And eventually they do turn the ball over. Seventh turnover for the Eagles. St. Paul sets it up with Schulte into Vogel. They try to double down. Makes a hard move with the right hand. Mini hook, no good. Got it back. Kicks it out for a three. Woodgate, it's no good. And it'll be Baugh to pick up the change. Outlet pass to Bossert. Two on two. Looks for the trailer. It's Gideon. Gideon attacks the right baseline. Leaves it off for Renault. 19-footer is no good. Vogel rebound. Loy foul. And that is the fourth on Chris Loy with 5:23 to go. And we are going to see a new face in for the Eagles. Nick DeVore will check in. So Loy and Rojas are both on the bench with four and three fouls, respectively. And Wood River will set back and wait for the Cats to bring it across the timeline. Wood River has yet to score here in the first 3 minutes of the second half. Woodgate, give and go, right back to Robinson, to Vogel, who cuts down the paint and scores. Well executed. Vogel now with 10 points, and we are tied at 26. A lot of coaches on hand tonight. There's not a ton of games tonight. Kevin Asher and Zach Foster from St. Cecilia and Adams Central are here. Broken Bows here. Those are the ones that I've seen. I believe we've seen a few others walk through here. As Bossert finally gets an open look from 12, and it spins all the way around and out. No good. Renault saves the ball. Throws it off Vogel's foot, and it'll be Wood River basketball. So a lot of pace to the first 3 minutes of this half, but not a ton of scoring. 4-0 St. Paul. We haven't got a good offensive start to any of the quarters. Wood River to throw it in. It'll be Gideon off a couple of picks. Baugh, fadeaway three. Good. Fourth three of the game for Nate Baugh. And the lead right back out to three at 29-26. 12 points on those four threes for Baugh. Schulte starts the drive, dishes it off to Stoltenberg, dribble it off his foot and out of bounds. First turnover of the second half for St. Paul. Again, some girls' games finishing up earlier tonight. Handful of results that we can pass along to you. And Selma-Myrna edges Stapleton by two. Holdridge over Lexington, 41-23. Southern Valley beat Gothenburg in overtime, 42-40. Sutton over Cross County, 50-25. Wilcox-Hildreth beat Shelton, 53-24. And, of course, here St. Paul beat Wood River, 51-30. Again, Wood River against this extended zone defense. Now Bossert for three off the iron. No good. Renault offensive putback is in. Matt Renault with his first two-point bucket of the ball game. The lead back to 5, 31-26. As Wood River kicks the ball, they just haven't had quite as many three-point attempts. And Rojas will now come back into the basketball game for the first time this half with those three personal fouls. You've already got Loy on the bench with four. And they're not overly deep at Wood River. I mean, they've got kids that they can play. We've seen that. And we've seen that in their first few games. But you don't have somebody that can truly come in past about the first seven for significant minutes, it doesn't look like. As St. Paul almost kicks it away, but back into the hands of Stoltenberg. He's going to force the jumper. One of the foul didn't get it, and it bounces into Nate Baugh's hands. He actually has five rebounds, and then it's kicked into the front court. Renault with the ball fake. Didn't matter. Vogel blocked it. What discipline by Landon Vogel to make the play. And Schulte up the floor. Nobody's set. He dishes it off. And before anything further can happen, we have got a reach-in foul called on the Eagles. How many times have we said that so far tonight? Reach-in foul. This will be called on DeVore, his first. And St. Paul will chuck it into the corner to Vogel. They usually like to come right back to the same corner with a three. They get it to Schulte. He fires the three. It's contested. It's no good. Rojas will go get the rebound. And up the floor, he'll find DeVore sprinting in their left-handed layup. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Stoltenberg. And St. Paul into the front court, left wing with Robinson to the trailer. Schulte stands at the top of the circle and gives it back over to Robinson. Vogel calling for the ball, guarded by Renault down there. Robinson starts to drive. Draws the double team, back out top, Stoltenberg. And are we going to get a timeout? Yes, we are. Timeout, St. Paul. It's a 30-second timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 2:49 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is Wood River 31, St. Paul 26.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You're listening to high school basketball, Lou Platte Conference style on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2:49 to go in the third quarter of our boys' game. It is Wood River 31, St. Paul 26. A lot of action, just not as much scoring to go with that action. St. Paul in the inbound gives it to Vogel. He fakes the three in the corner to Schulte. Turnaround jumper from nine, in and out. DeVore will grab the rebound here for Wood River. And up the floor comes Baugh on the wing to Bossert. Decided not to do anything with it. He'll bring it back out. Throw it over to Rojas. You know he's got to be itching to get going offensively. He's been on the bench for a long time. Back to Renault. Skip pass into the paint. Bossert, one strong dribble. Put it up. Nope. Go. Rebound. Vogel, his seventh. All of a sudden, we need a can opener for Christmas. As Schulte totally out of control. Lost the ball. It almost went in for him. And Baugh grabs another basketball rebound. He's done a good job of being in there and scrapping it up for a guard. Renault, right-hand corner. Who makes the next move? 5 points right now. Can Wood River get a cushion, or will St. Paul catch him again? Bossert, 12-footer. Good. 10 now for Bossert. And after tying it at 26, it's a 7-0 run by Wood River. 33-26. Here's Schulte. Spins, drives over Renault, and scores. Riley Schulte with 7 points. That's his first bucket since the first quarter. 33-28, backdoor lob. Bossert's left alone, and he scores again. Back-to-back buckets by Bossert. 35-28, here we go again. Both teams wait to the last 2 minutes and then turn it on. Here's Jarabic for three. It's good. We've had more points in the last 30 seconds than we did in the first 6 minutes. Here's Baugh for three. That won't go. Two Wood River Eagles fight for it, and it ends up getting tipped out wide, and Helzer grabbed it, and then stubbed his toe and traveled with a basketball. He just wanted to find his guard, point guard to give it to, and kept walking while he was looking. St. Paul, 1 of 5 from three-point land of the quarter. They're 3 of 13. Wood River, 1 of 3 in the quarter. They're 4 of 18. Wood River ball at midcourt. Minute 14 to go here in quarter number three. 35-31. Wood River by four. St. Paul won the girls game tonight, 51-30. Martinez in the ballgame. De Rojas back to Damian on the left wing. Dribbles in place out to Baugh. Looking for DeVore. And sneaking around on that backside is Gideon. I think if they keep an eye on Tanner, they might be able to find him wide open. But he pops out, takes the pass to the top of the key. Jump pass trying to find Baugh. Ball fake three. Drives and kicks it out. Rojas drop step over to the right side. Martinez, 40 seconds. Working real hard to get Baugh a look. St. Paul's hanging right with him in that 3-2 zone. And another long possession for the Eagles. We're down to 30 seconds to go in the quarter. 35-31 Wood River. Back out to midcourt now to Baugh. Kind of puts it in the face there. Robinson, he takes a swipe. Baugh drives, lost the handle. It's loose. And coming up on the ball will be the Wildcats. That is Stoltenberg. Outlet pass to Schulte. Drives to the hoop and scores. 9 for Riley. A 2-point game. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Who will get the last shot? Gideon. Oh, DeVore's wide open. Then has it blocked again. Stoltenberg's fifth out of bounds. Boy, Stoltenberg got a good jump on that one. He can get up in a hurry. 5 seconds to go in the quarter, so plenty of time here for Wood River to get a good shot. Baugh will throw it in. They'll probably try to get it back to him. Out to Rojas. Forces the three. It's partially blocked, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. And your score is Wood River 35, St. Paul 33. We'll decide it in the final 8 minutes here on Classic Hits.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
We head to the fourth quarter here on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities. Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, Wood River. Wood River has turned it over 8 times in the game, 9 for St. Paul. Free throw shooting 2 of 5 for St. Paul, 2 of 4 for Wood River. 3-point shooting 5 of 18 for Wood River, 3 of 13 for St. Paul. Wood River will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, leading it 35-33. They were up 6 at half. St. Paul scored the first 6. Now Bossert for 3. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Stoltenberg. Then after it was tied, a 7-0 run by Wood River. Outlet pass Schulte. He's fouled, and he'll score. Schulte with the last 6 here for the Cats, and he's got a chance to give St. Paul the lead. Nate Baugh with his second foul. 35 all, and a 9-2 run. And it's a 10-2 run as the ball is up and in to complete the 3-point play. Schulte now with a dozen points. 36-35 St. Paul. He's got a dozen. Vogel has 10 for Wood River. 12 on 4 3-pointers for Nate Baugh and 12 for Dan Bossert. Inside Loy with 4 fouls. Drives, throws it over Vogel. Missed the short jumper. Fights for the rebound. Can't find the handle. And Woodgate will come out of there with the board. Outlet pass, pull up Stoltenberg, 12-footer, nobody there but white jerseys. The shot's no good. Chris Loy grabs the rebound. So some quick shots here in the first minute of the quarter. Bossert passes up the 3 on the block to Loy, working on Vogel, up and under. It's going to be out of bounds, and they're going to give it to St. Paul. I must have missed that underneath. I thought Vogel it had to be off of his arm. And we're going to get a timeout here called by Wood River. It's a full length timeout. They will have 3 timeouts remaining. 7:06 to go in this Lou Platt Conference boys battle. It is St. Paul 36, Wood River 35. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game tonight, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show with final stats, coach interview, and more. Keep it right here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And, of course, you can read all about the game tomorrow in the Grand Island Independent. Our buddy Bob Hamer is here with pen to paper, and then he'll put finger to computer and get you a story in tomorrow's Independent. St. Paul has the ball, poked away, though, by Bossert, racing for it in the backcourt. Schulte has three men on him, but he got it. Now St. Paul has numbers, and Rojas will tip it out of bounds. So Wood River coming out of that timeout with a little more gas on the fire, trying to push the tempo. St. Paul to throw it in front of their own bench. Woodgate quickly to Schulte. He'll just hold it. Trying to post up Vogel. Loy has four fouls. You need to get it into Vogel and see what he does. And he makes him fall down, but he missed the turnaround jumper. And Renaud brings down the rebound. A little surprised that Loy is on him. Renaud has done okay on him. Offensively, Bossert gets it into Renaud. Leans back to the free throw line. Loy's jumper, in and out, no good. Vogel grabs rebound number 8. Nobody on him, so he dribbles it up. And then his pass, Nate Baugh, almost stole it away. His teammates were saying, give me the ball. Big fella, you're not supposed to be handling it. Even though it's fun, you never get a chance to do it. Get rid of it, because almost turned it over. And St. Paul will get it to Riley Schulte. He just holds it out at midcourt, catching his breath. Working off a pick. Double team right elbow back to Vogel. Vogel travels with a basketball. He was way out top, wanted to make a move to the hoop and say that he walked. The 10th turnover here for the Cats. 6:02 to go in the game. 36-35 St. Paul. And again, another slow start to a quarter offensively. Neither team has gotten off to quick starts with multiple buckets in the first 3-4 minutes. Takes a long time. Baugh for three. Off the screen and got it. The whole St. Paul bench trying to alert the five on the floor where he was. And he'll hit his fifth three. 38-36 Eagles. Woodgate tries to answer and does. Dylan Woodgate with his first bucket since the first quarter. And he's got 8 points, his second three, 39-38 Cats. Wood River back up top to Baugh. He'll give it to Bossert. Playing catch and almost stealing the ball, Woodgate. I don't know how that didn't stick to his hand. He was off on a dead sprint, and it stayed behind. So Wood River resets right elbow Loy. Backdoor bounce pass, Renaud. Reverse layup, no. Out of bounds, off Wood River. Substitution coming into the ball game for both teams. We'll set the lineup here for you in a moment. For St. Paul, they've got the ball. Grant Jarabic will throw it into Schulte. You've got Vogel, Austin Helzer, and Stoltenberg on the floor. Defensively, Bossert, Gideon, Rojas, Baugh, and Loy. So Renaud catching a breather, and Vogel takes it right into the rack, draws the foul on Gideon, 2 free throws. Second foul on Tanner Gideon. Landon Vogel, 0 of 1 at the line, has 12 points so far here in the ball, or 10 points so far here in the ball game. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. You have to give credit to the Lady Eagles here. They have definitely had, and I don't know that it's all basketball, but the gals over there definitely have some neat sayings when St. Paul's shooting free throws. Second one up, and it hits the front of the rim and falls in. So Vogel, playing as hard as he can tonight, hits them both. St. Paul equals their largest lead, 3, 41-38. Rojas, who has yet to score since the first quarter. Lob it underneath Loy. Ball fake. Blocked. Vogel. Taken away. Schulte. Ends back up in the hands of Bossert. Into the corner. Baugh. Wood River's got to make sure they don't try to overwork Baugh. They get it to Gideon. He drives. Dishes Bossert. Layup. Won't go. Vogel might have tipped it. Ball loose. Grabbed out there by Stoltenberg. And a couple of gimmies Wood River couldn't make. Schulte running the floor. Leads to Robic. Too much. Anyway. Second turnover. But again, a hustle turnover. You can live with those. You don't want them, but you can live with them. Plenty to talk about here over the last 4:18. 41-38, St. Paul leads Wood River. Wood River 3 points in the quarter to 8 for St. Paul. Plenty of timeouts for both teams. They each have 3. Possession arrow points the way of St. Paul. And we're not really in any foul trouble. 5 on Wood River, just 2 on St. Paul here in the half. Now playing quick keep away is Wood River. Real quick ball movement. Renault in the right-hand corner. Now he'll slow it down. His pass up top picked off. Picked off. Robinson saw it coming. Spencer doesn't have numbers, so he decides to not take it to the rack. He'll pull it out. Set the offense up. Give it to Woodgate. Left side of the key. Guarded by Renault in the man-to-man. Back over to Durabic. Looking for Vogel. Little skip pass to him. Back out Woodgate. 3. It's short. Vogel will grab the rebound. He'll push some people away, and the shot is no good. Nate Baugh with his 5th rebound of this half. Now Baugh and Jarabic bouncing off each other. Baugh into the corner. Bossert for a game-tying 3. No. Offensive rebound. Baugh, yes. Nate Baugh with his first 2-point bucket of the basketball game. 41-40. Fast break the other way. Schulte coast-to-coast. Foul Renault. Renault bit on the little ball fake. And that'll be the second foul on Matt. 2 free throws coming up for Schulte. As we said, 9 of the 10 young men that started tonight are in their senior year. And the other is this point guard son of the head coach, Nate Jr. Schulte, first of 2. Up and in. He is now 2 of 2, both here in this quarter. 4 in the quarter, 13 in the game for Riley. 42-40, St. Paul. Always seemed to get a pretty good battle. Last year it wasn't so good in the boys' game because Wood River got out quickly, but we've had some good battles. Second free throw, good. Even some overtime over the years in this series. Can St. Paul get the win? They're 1-1, Wood River 2-1, trying to get it done here at home. As they work the ball around the perimeter, get it over to Baugh. Baugh backs it out. St. Paul playing that matchup. 1-3-1 zone, back in the corner, through the hands of Gideon, and it went out of bounds. And that'll be it for him for a while. Each team has turned it over twice in the quarter. Martinez is back in. Loy, Rojas, Baugh, and Renault on the floor for Wood River. It's St. Paul ball. And it looks like their original 5, Robinson, Stoltenberg, Schulte, Woodgate, and Vogel. They'll get it into Robinson. Wood River's putting on some full court pressure. And as Schulte pushes it up the floor, you're going to get a hand check foul called on Martinez, his first. And that's the 7th team foul. That's the danger in the backcourt. You don't want to foul in the backcourt, especially when it's going to put you on the free throw line. St. Paul so far in their first 2 games this season, at the free throw line, 18-23. That's pretty darn good. And Schulte is up there and drains the first one. 6 in the quarter, 15 in the game. The largest lead of the game for St. Paul at 4. Second free throw, good. Up to 5. Wood River was up 7 in the third quarter. Since then, St. Paul has turned it around. A 12-point turnaround. 2.5 to go. Wood River's got to find a way to hit a 3 or score a 2, and Baugh tries the 3. That's the danger. If they don't go in, Martinez tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds. 6 of 22 from beyond the arc today for Wood River. 5 of those 3s coming from Baugh. The other one came from Renault back in the first quarter. And Bossert in, Martinez out. Now it comes down to defense and St. Paul hitting free throws, and they've had the right guys at the line here tonight in the second half. And in the fourth quarter, they're 7 of 7 at the line. They break the press, Vogel dribbling. Give and go back to Vogel, and a timeout called. Coach Reinsch wishing he hadn't called that because it probably would have been a transition layup, but he didn't want him to throw it away. So timeout on the floor. It is a full length. That's all St. Paul has left. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 2:20 to go in the game. 45-40. St. Paul.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
On ESPN 1460 and 1550, midway through the fourth quarter, the Kearney Catholic girls lead Adams Central 52-38. Just underway in the second half of Thursday night football, Arizona 6, St. Louis 3. We'll join that after the game on ESPN. And the ball is stolen away. Wood River Rojas gets the steal. Step back three for Jaime. Got it. Jaime's first three-point bucket of the ball game. That is huge. St. Paul had a bucket waved off because they called timeout. Then they turn it over, and Wood River hits a three. 45-43 St. Paul, and they turn it over again, and Vogel's called for a foul. The lob was trying to get it to him, and then he crushed his man going over the back. Vogel's second foul, only the third team foul for St. Paul. But their fourth turnover and back-to-back turnovers here. So the Cats now have to just settle it down. Wood River with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. Good bounce pass inside. Bossert, left-hand layup, good. Assist Rojas with the no look. And 14 now for Bossert, and just like that, we're tied. It was St. Paul with the ball by five. Then they lose it off the foot. Rojas goes in and scores. Timeout, St. Paul. Holy moly. What just happened? We played not even a minute, 50 seconds. Wood River gets two turnovers and 7 points. And now with a minute 36 to go in the game, it's Wood River 47, St. Paul 45. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Well, can St. Paul? No, they can't. They turn it over. Oh, my goodness. In 1 minute, everything has fallen apart for St. Paul. And you feel for the Cats right here. Wood River now has the ball and a two-point lead. I was just going to say, can they recover after giving up 7 points in 50 seconds? And from half court, a jump pass sailed over Vogel's head. Now Wood River's got to be patient with the basketball. They do not need a three. They do not need to force it. Baugh double-teamed up top to Bossert. It's only a two-point lead. St. Paul's got three fouls to give. Taking it in, Renault, and he's hammered underneath. And look out. A little extracurricular activity in there from Wyatt Stoltenberg. And you can tell that St. Paul is very, very distraught right now. They had the ball up five, made a bucket, but had called timeout before the bucket to put them up seven. Then they turn it over. And seven straight for Wood River. They're looking for more here. Two shots for Renault, who's missed both his free throws tonight, and that one bounces around and in. 48-45, Wood River. St. Paul with one timeout remaining, by the way. Jump ball would be there. Second free throw, good. Renaud comes up big. And it's a two-possession game, a 9-0 run by the Wood River Eagles. 49-45, 105 to go. Against the pressure, they're being cautious. Vogel top of the key. Back on the wing, he'll give it to Robinson. Up top, Schulte. Quick three, Riley. It's good! And a timeout, St. Paul. They decide to burn it right there. Schulte falls to the ground as he was boxed out. Schulte will hit the three. He's got 10 of his team's points here in the quarter and 19 for the game. Clutch three, but now St. Paul is out of timeouts. 54 seconds to go in the game. Wood River ball at a 49-48 lead this time, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska women's basketball also going on tonight on 1230 KHAS as they are taking on Creighton. And we'll get an update on that for you here in just a moment as well. But right now, it is all about our boys' basketball game with 54 seconds remaining. Wood River has the ball in a 49-48 lead over St. Paul. And Wood River dropped the basketball and then stepped out of bounds. They handed him the basketball. He dropped it. He stepped over the line to grab it. And a turnover for Wood River. How much crazier the last 2 minutes going to get? St. Paul to throw it in. Vogel deep in the corner, back up top, Woodgate, ball fake three. Now one dribble, free throw line jumper is short. Follows his shot, he's over the back of Rojas. But that's okay because they've got fouls to give. That's actually a good foul by Woodgate. It's only his second, it's the team's fifth. And again, you don't just go grab somebody, you go for a steal here. Well, as soon as I say that, they walk right up and foul Baugh. I've got to get on the circuit again. At least try to make the steal. And the foul will be number six. And you don't want to foul Baugh. He's probably the best free throw shooter on the team. Still 46 seconds. The effort to play good defense. Baugh has it in the backcourt to Rojas. 49-48 outlet pass to Renaud. And that's who they're going to jump on. A lot of time left, but St. Paul is elected to go right after the foul. Now, Renaud missed his first two back in the second quarter, made two just a moment ago. It is a 1-1 now, the third foul on Woodgate. So, 38 seconds to go. Wood River 49. St. Paul 48, the 1-1 coming up. Both teams are in the bonus. A jump ball would go to St. Paul. And Renaud at the line. He's got 7 points, four boards, and a block in the front end of the 1-1 is up and in. Nothing but net for Matt Renaud. 50-48 when we're all done. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Great atmosphere here tonight in a tight ball game. Renaud's second free throw on the way, and it is short. Rebound brought down by Stoltenberg. A 2-point game. All day, ball tipped and out of bounds. Bossert really elevated. Can't make that lazy little looping teardrop pass. And again, remember, St. Paul out of timeouts. So if they're in any trouble, they can't bail themselves out. 30 seconds to go as Schulte brings it across the timeline. Down two. They clear the lane. They let him drive. He lost the handle. It goes to Nate Baugh. They don't want to foul him, but they do with 22 seconds to go. Again, they had time to trap in the backcourt, but you're just thinking, oh, gosh, we're down. And the foul will send Nate Baugh to the line to shoot a 1-1. And again, nobody's ever shot 100% for the free throw line, so this isn't automatic. But Baugh will go there and try and make it a two-possession game with 22 seconds remaining. Takes two, three dribbles, puts it up, and it's good. Baugh was 6 of the quarter, 18 of the game, 51-48. Wood River. St. Paul's got to remember that if they make it, they can't call timeout. Second free throw now for Baugh to make it a two-possession game. It's on the way. It's good. 52-48. Here comes Wood River. Woodgate, a couple of dribbles, finds Schulte. Knocked out of his hands. It's still loose. Ball on the floor, out of bounds. It'll belong to St. Paul. 16 seconds to go. They need a quick two or nail that three one way or the other. St. Paul to throw it in. They throw it to midcourt. Schulte trying to clear it out for him. Riley to Vogel. They're wasting time. Vogel for three. It is no good. And then a foul as Rojas grabs the basketball, and that should do it. Wood River can go stand on the sidelines right now because St. Paul doesn't have a timeout, and there's only 7.5 seconds remaining. They were up 45-40. Wood River scored 7 points in 45 seconds, and it's going to hold on to the lead. Rojas at the line for the first time. He's still shooting 1-1. But now Wood River just makes sure they don't foul, and this one is in the books. Free throw is up. It is good. 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game for Rojas. 53-48. And Wood River will survive at home tonight to go 3-1. Second free throw now for Rojas. On the way and no good. Rebound grabbed by Spencer Robinson to Schulte. Vogel from 30 feet, no good. Out of bounds. There's still a half second left, so they'll throw it in. And that'll be the end of the ball game here tonight. The final score, the Wood River Eagles 53, the St. Paul Wildcats 48. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats, coaches chat, and more right after this timeout.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to Wood River. I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and all the hospitality that we have here in the big city as we are ready to bring you the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here's the final stats for the St. Paul Wildcats. Had a total of 6 players score. Grant Jarabic finishes with 5 points. Austin Helzer had 2 rebounds. Spencer Robinson had 2 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Wyatt Stoltenberg, 2 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 blocks. Riley Schulte led the way tonight with 19 points, 10 of those in the fourth quarter. He had 6 rebounds. Then Dylan Woodgate, 8 points, 1 rebound. Landon Vogel, 12 points, 9 rebounds. 2 block shots. 13 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting 0 of 3 in the first half. A perfect 9 for 9 in the second half. Then you take a look at, let me make sure I got that right, 2 of 5, and then that's 12. Okay. Then you take a look at the 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half and the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, 9 in the second half. And 7 of those were in the fourth quarter, 5 of those coming after they had taken that 5-point lead. Just a tough way for St. Paul to go, but they've got talent, and we're going to see them win a few more ball games this year. 20 points in the first half, 28 in the second. St. Paul finishes with 48 points, 27 rebounds. They were 9 out of 12 at the free throw line, 4 of 16 from three-point land. I had them for 9 block shots. And 16 turnovers, St. Paul now 1-2. And they're going to see a couple of really tough defensive teams. hosting Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday. Then it is next Friday, Arcadia Loop City, and Saturday the 20th, they go to Broken Bow before heading to the York Holiday Tournament. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers for the Wood River Eagles right after this on the New West postgame show.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Let's take a look now at the final stats for the Wood River Eagles and then hopefully a chance to chat with head coach Dave Baugh once he pops out of the locker room here chatting with his victorious Eagles. They had a total of 6 players score, led by Nate Baugh tonight with 19 points, and he also led the team in rebounding with 8. He had 7 points in the fourth quarter. He hit 5 threes tonight. So 19 points, 8 rebounds. Jaime Rojas, who was in foul trouble most of the game, ended up with a good flourish, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Damian Martinez, 3 rebounds. Tanner Gideon, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Chris Loy also was in foul trouble tonight, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Matt Renault, 8 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Nick DeVore had a rebound, and Dan Bossert, 14 points and 7 rebounds. 17 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting 2 of 4 in the first half, and then all in the second half, the fourth quarter, they were 6 of 8. 3-point shooting, 4 of 15 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 of the first half, and 6 in the second half. The Eagles had 26 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half, and they finished with 53 points, 31 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 7 of 23 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, 11 turnovers, and Wood River turns it around in the last 3 minutes from 5 down to 5 up, and they improved to 3-1 with a 53-48 win over St. Paul. And for Wood River, they will next be in action. They get a little time off. No, just 2 days. They go to Adams Central on Saturday night, and then they are at Blue Hill on Thursday the 18th. They're back home against Sutton on Saturday the 20th. Before heading in to their holiday tournament, which is at Central City. Of course, here they're getting ready for the big Wood River wrestling invite tomorrow, the quick changeover. It's one of the best wrestling invites in C&D in the month of December. We'll be back, wrap things up, see if we can catch up with Coach Ball right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Still waiting for Wood River coach Dave Baugh to pop out of the locker room. And while we do that, let's read a few scores to you. Other boys' scores, Wilcox-Hildreth beat Shelton tonight 64-28. In the girls' game, Wilcox-Hildreth won it 53-24. Also tonight, Sutton over Cross County 50-25. Southern Valley beat Gothenburg's girls in overtime 42-40. It was Anselmo Myrna 2 better than Stapleton. There wasn't a whole lot in the listening area. Lexington fell to Holdridge tonight. Holdridge wins at 41 22-23. Again, a reminder, tomorrow here on Classic Hits, Pleasanton will be hosting Elwood. That gets underway at 6:15. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney High will be at Lincoln High beginning at 5:45. Saturday, Kearney High hosting Millard South on ESPN at 5:15. And we will have the Amherst and O'Neill wrestling duel from the Devaney Center in Lincoln, 4 o'clock. We will bring that to you here on Classic Hits. And next Tuesday, it'll be Kearney Catholic traveling to Ravenna for our next LUPLAC Conference doubleheader. Tonight, the Kearney Catholic girls, a 65-48 winner over Adams Central. Well, it doesn't look like Coach Pa is going to pop out here, so I guess we will wrap it up. The girls' game here tonight, 51-30 St. Paul, and Wood River comes back to win the boys' game 53-48. 19 points, 8 rebounds from Nate Baugh, 14-7 from Dan Bossert. Riley Schulte led St. Paul with 19. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. The final score, Wood River 53 and St. Paul 48. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening, and good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.